afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here with Roger Dean, who is the director of the Centre for Astrophysics at Wits University. And he's done something extraordinary, not all by himself, I have to add, in that recently he's published a paper about a picture of a very special black hole, a black hole in the centre of our very own galaxy. And he's here to tell us about it. Good afternoon, Roger.
Good afternoon, and thanks very much for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. Now, this is not the first time that a black hole has been imaged. I think people may remember a couple of years back there was that sort of orangey, red, yellowy sort of donut thing. And this looks a little bit similar, but tell us about it. Why is it special? What's different about this one?
Yes, indeed. So in 2019, we, the Event Horizon Telescope Collaboration, released the first image of a black hole. Now, that was of a completely different beast, a black hole almost 7 billion times the mass of the Sun, sitting in a galaxy 55 million light years away. Now, what we released on the 12th of May this year was something that looks very similar, but is a completely different object that lives right here in our home galaxy, the Milky Way. So it is about 4 million suns squeezed into about the size of the radius of Mercury's orbit. But it's about 1,000 times closer and 1,000 times less massive. So that makes it about the same size on the sky as we see it. So it has been a long process to make the second image of the black hole, but a far more challenging one and one we're very, very happy with.
So this black hole it's a lot more compact, and it's something like 26,000 light years away, but it looks the same to us because that other one far, far away is much, much bigger. And this one is in our galaxy, but fortunately it's far, far away, listeners. It's not on its way here anytime soon. And what have you discovered by looking at this black hole?
So there are a few reasons why making the second image was so important. The first is that we've now tested and validated Einstein's general theory of relativity for two black holes that are at vastly different masses, so I say 1,000 times different. And the prediction, if you use Einstein's general theory of relativity, is spot on with what we measure within our measurement uncertainties. So that's the first thing. The second reason this is important is because this black hole is in our cosmic home, the Milky Way galaxy. And understanding what's going on in the immediate vicinity of our home black hole is important for a whole host of reasons, because they actually influence the growth and life of galaxies to the extent that they can affect the emergence of life, because they shine very harmful X-ray and ultraviolet rays that can stifle the emergence of life, and they can certainly trigger new stars forming in galaxies and shut that down as well. So understanding our home black hole has been an important part of this discovery, and as I definitely stress, a very large team, not just me.
And do you hope to image more black holes now? Are you on a roll?
We're getting into this, that's for sure. And in fact, you know, these two black holes are just, they mark the opening of what we are envisioning as, you know, a whole new enterprise of black hole imaging and precision tests of general relativity. But to do that, we really need to expand the array, and one of the places we need to expand it to is Southern Africa. So we're endeavoring to improve the optics of our Earth-sized array that made these two images, and move on in pioneering this black hole imaging era.
So astronomers are a bit like race car drivers. They just want a bigger engine, and astronomers just want a bigger telescope. Well, Roger, you're going to get it, aren't you?
We're working very hard. We're really, really excited about it.
And yes, I'll be talking more about the bigger telescopes on their way in future episodes of Looking Up. And so for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. And thank you very much to Roger Dean for talking to us about his superb recent research.
Thanks so much for having me, and thanks to your listeners.